Mr. Hal Godwin. Wastewater agreements.
No restaurant yet? Got it?
Next week.
Okay.
Mr. President, members of council, we have four wastewater agreements this morning for your consideration. The first one is brought to us by developer Mr. Louis Capano of Wilmington. Location is in the town of Ocean View at the County Roads 84 and County Road 368. This will become part of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving seven single-family lots. And it will provide $33,775 in connection charges. We have approval from our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting five construction days and a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $3,162.30. We're also proposing construction costs will come to $21,082. I have a motion,
sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 844-3, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Fairway Cap LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Fairway Village Phase 4A, located in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Yes, sir. The next two agreements are in a very similar vicinity by the same developer, Mr. Louis Capano from Wilmington, town of Ocean View, County Road 84 and 368, again, part of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. This project will serve 14 single-family lots with a system connection charge totaling $67,550. We have engineering approvals from our engineering department and from DENREC, and we're expecting just 10 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $6,039.60. Also, we're proposing a construction cost, which will be $40,264. And the motion is, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 844-4, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Estates of Fairway Village LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Fairway Village Phase 4B, located in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, sorry. Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Yes, next agreement, again, Mr. Louis Capano from Wilmington, again, building in the town of Ocean View, County Road 84 and County Road 368, Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving some 16 single-family lots with a total connection charge of $77,200. Again, we have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC, and we're expecting 16 days of construction and a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $7,734.90 with a proposed construction cost of $51,566. The motion here is, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 844-5, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Fairway Cap LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Fairway Village Phase 4C, located in the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you for your patience. So the last agreement for your consideration is the same developer, but in a slightly different location. Mr. Louis Capano of Wilmington. This location is the intersection of County Road 88 and County Road 261. This one will become part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving some 18 single-family lots with a total construction, a total system connection charge of $84,870. Again, we have approvals from our engineering department as well as DENREC, and we're expecting 20 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $6,886.54, with a proposed construction cost of $45,910.25. And the motion here is, be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 844-3, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Vincent Overlook, LLC, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Vincent Overlook Phase 3A, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion?
Vincent.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Again.
How about yes? Motion carried. Thank you,
thank
sir.
You.
I always thought Dale Dukes was here.
Did you think
Julie
so?
Julie Cooper, Oak Crest Farms Project.
Oh, boy.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oak Crest Farms is an existing 175-lot development on Beaver Dam Road. It was constructed in three phases. However, phase three was only 95% complete or thereabouts when the developer discontinued the work. Recently, the Sussex County Engineering Department redeemed a letter of credit to complete this work. And it's primarily stormwater management work that was not finished. And the project right now is in planning and preliminary design. The Delaware Clean Water Advisory Council is offering matching planning grants. And we are requesting council direction to submit a matching planning grant application. I have a resolution for that. Resolution to submit a request for surface water matching planning grant to the Delaware Clean Water Advisory Council to finance the planning portion of the Oak Crest Farms stormwater retrofit project. Whereas the Sussex County Council proposes to plan and engineer the Oak Crest Farms stormwater retrofit project, and whereas Sussex County has entered into a contract with Mearstone Consultants Incorporated for consulting engineering services for the Oak Crest Farms stormwater retrofit project. And whereas the Delaware Clean Water Advisory Council offers matching planning grants to assist in financing planning and engineering for projects which are consistent with the Sussex County's comprehensive plan and the surface water strategies of DENREC and the Sussex Conservation District. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council of Sussex County, Delaware, hereby directs the engineering department to submit an application to the Clean Water Advisory Council for up to $21,000 in matching funds to assist in financing the Oak Crest Farms stormwater retrofit project.
I'll make a motion, but
motion, Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Second.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, questions, Mrs. Deaver.
Could you help me understand now? This is the developer disappeared and didn't do the plan that should have been done to contain stormwater runoff. Then we got into it with it. We had the money. We had enough money on hand to complete the job. Is that right?
We have 410,253.
Uh-huh. But then, and it's Clean Water Advisory or Clean Water Committee is pitching in. So the state's paying.
They'll match up to $21,000 for the planning.
$21,000. And we're paying. But we're using money from the bond, is that right?
For the construction.
Or is it coming out of the county?
It's in escrow. We called the bond.
So the money was there.
The construction money's there.
Okay.
It's not the county's money.
Okay, all right. So the only reason it didn't get done right was because the developer disappeared? Is that
the reason? It wasn't installed per the design. I don't know about
the disappearing. It wasn't installed per the design?
Yes.
Yes. What's that big puddle of water over there?
It's not functioning correctly, and it's causing flooding in the
yes.
within the development
right.
and outside the development.
Right, that's what I'm interested in knowing. Be sure about.
Mm. So and this is the homeowners themselves. it would be beyond their means and abilities to do this on their own.
Oh, sure.
And that's what the letter of credit is for, to assist in cases like this.
Right, but it isn't going to be enough, is it?
Well, we'll see when we get our bids.
Yeah.
And right now we're in the planning stage.
Yeah, I'm just looking
at... We'll do as much as we can for the...
Oh, yeah, I know. They have a great big pond or lake or something.
There are three ponds, actually.
They don't know why they have... That's a runoff. Yeah.
Three ponds.
Yep. Okay.
How much money did you say they had in the funds?
The letter of credit is, well, you mean for the matching planning grant?
No, his bond. How much money?
The letter of credit.
It's $410,250.
And that's not enough to do it?
Well, I don't know yet. We're still in the planning stage. We've done some preliminary estimates, but actually, Mike, until we get our bids, we really don't know exactly. We're still determining the scope of the work.
Very bad. Yeah, yeah. That's one of the ones we saw when we went on a tour.
We are very concerned that we don't have enough money to do all the repairs within the project. We may have enough money to do the stormwater upgrade, but there's swales within the development that have to be regraded. Mm-hmm. There are some pipes that are failing. There are some potholes. So if we can get $15,000 from this matching grant,
that's terrific.
Then it's just $15,000 more dollars that we can use to finish the work.
And had it been built according to plan in the beginning, we wouldn't have to go through all this, if I understand. Do I understand?
We came in at the tail end.
Well,
it was designed.
I'm
it
not
was constructed.
Criticizing you.
It appears to be that whatever was designed and constructed isn't working. I'm not going to say it wasn't built correctly, but there seems to be some regional drainage problems, and this will help with that.
We have a lot of water.
So our stormwater mosquito ponds are not really working. So what we need is a drainage ditch to carry it somewhere else besides put into holes.
They need some place to overflow, too, and that's what we're going to
do. And that's been my argument all along. We're just kidding ourselves to think we're just going to dig more holes to run this water in, which the water level comes up and overfloods anyway. So we need somewhere to put this water down the river.
Right.
This one also had a stormwater pumping station, too.
Yes.
So it's even more complicated
I've seen
than
that.
Just going to ponds.
And it has an infiltration pump.
I've seen that. Yeah. I know where that is. Yeah, it's huge, that pond, or whatever you call that thing.
Any more questions?
What's the income level of the development? Is it medium?
I would say $200,000 homes.
So, going to say we'll call RD, but
that's
not going to be an option.
No.
How many homes are we talking about?
173.
How many?
There's 175 lots, and all but two are developed.
And most of them are wet, or just part of them?
There are interior flooding problems in the
subdivision. They're off Beaver Dam Road, and we have a lot of problems all in that area with water. It's very low-lying
area. Problems in the surrounding communities as well.
Wow.
But the designers, or the ones that built this place, did follow the design originally, right?
No, actually, there were two pumps to be installed in the pump station, and only one was installed. Mm-hmm. So it actually didn't get designed, and the ponds aren't graded as per plan.
Mm-hmm.
There are some issues with the swales and the ponds themselves and the pump station and the infiltration pond and the outfall.
So I know it sounds silly, but where do they plan on pumping this water? Out in somebody's field?
There's a branch. Walls
branch
is in proximity, and we're going to get an easement across an adjacent development to access the branch.
So what we're trying to do is pump it up over a knoll and get into the branch.
That's what you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to redirect it.
So you're going to try to dig through? Is that what we're going to do?
We're going to pump across the road into another pump, their third pond, and then from there we're going to construct an overflow pipeline to the branch.
Sounds like New Orleans.
Not quite that bad.
not quite that bad. But
any more questions, Mr. Rizzo?
But if I understand, it's so low-lying that it's not going to drain. You've got to pump water out of it.
That is correct.
Wasn't a good idea.
Built there.
Anyway, that's just my opinion. That's
just
an opinion.
We're trying to solve their problem.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm trying to understand. Thank you for everything you're doing.
No more questions. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Mrs. Webb, grant requests.
Thank you. A few today. The first one, Laurel Youth Sports Basketball.
Mr. Vincent and I would like to donate $500.
Second.
$250 each. I have a motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500, $250 for Mr. Phillips, $250 for myself. Any questions on the motion? Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Ducks Unlimited, the Nanticoke chapter.
$500 each from Mr. Phillips and myself.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole. Grant $1,000 to DU Nanticoke chapter, $500 from each of us. Any question on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Motion carried. Next.
Delaware River Bay Lighthouse Foundation.
Are they asking for a particular amount? We gave something last year, too.
I think you gave $10,000, didn't you?
Did not. I'll get a new one for $10,000. I'll go out there and build one.
$2,500 in June 11th.
I cannot do that. I can do...
They are asking, they have a $7,000 shortfall.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You at least give them half, Joe.
Yeah, I can really just $1,000 from my account. That's enough.
Four people.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $1,000, Mrs. Deaver's account to Delaware River and Bay Lighthouse Foundation.
Sea level rise.
For restoration and maintenance of Harbor of Refuge. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
The Lewis Public Library.
Can I ask you a question before we get...
Let's see if I make a motion first, ma'am. Go ahead. Okay, am I make a motion or...
On Lewis Public Library?
Yeah.
Is that what he's talking? Okay, I'll make a motion that I'd donate $500.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $500 from Mrs. Deaver's account to Lewis Public Library for operating expenses. Questions on the motion? Mr. Wilson?
I'll wait after we vote.
After the vote.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a comment.
No question. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Phillips? I mean, Mr. Wilson? You have a comment?
Did this come in after we just gave him the money?
No, it came in before.
I was worried about that.
No, well before. It should have been in here a long time ago.
That's Mrs. Webb?
Sussex Preparatory Academy.
What are they saying? Are they ready to, what are they asking us?
They are switching schools between the Sussex Academy of Arts and Science and the Delmarva Christian High School.
Oh.
And so they're requesting a $3,000 donation to help establish the grades 6 through 12 for the new charter school, which is going to extend Sussex Academy Arts and Science past middle school. In Georgetown.
Uh-huh.
But it was written to Mrs. Deaver, so.
I know it was written to me, but I'm I go ahead.
You should take care of it.
I should take care of it.
It's an all-county school, by the way.
Uh-huh.
It is. Everybody feeds to
this. I'll say
this
much about that school. It's a school that costs the taxpayers nothing as far as the building's concerned. Nothing.
Which school are we talking about?
The school we're talking about, this academy, Georgetown, the Sussex County Academy or whatever.
Or Delmarva Christian, right.
Sussex Preparatory Academy.
Yeah. Well, give them some money.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe the whole county should.
No, I just think the two of you should do it.
I think the whole county should.
Why should I do it? It's in Georgetown.
You're the one that you're to.
Your kids, you got kids come from Lewis.
I move that we get $500 from each account.
Second.
How much?
$500 from each account.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $2,500 to Sussex Preparatory Academy to help establish high school facility. $500 from each council person's account. Any questions on a motion?
I'll be willing to give them $1,000.
Wow.
Okay.
Good for you, Sam.
We'll amend the motion if you'll amend your second.
Yes. Yes.
And,
got any grandchildren?
It'll be $3,000 total. $500 from Mrs. Deaver, $500 Mr. Cole, $500 myself, $500 Mr. Phillips, and $1,000 Mr. Wilson.
Very nice.
Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Delaware Police Chief. This is for their...
we give them money.
$100 each? We give $100 each.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Right.
To give them $100 from each Councilmatic account, which is $500 total.
Mm-hmm.
Need a second.
I got it.
Second, Mr. Wilson. So that the Delaware Police Chief's Council for meeting expenses is $100 per district.
Mm-hmm.
$500 total.
Sure.
Any questions on the motion?
No.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. And last.
The Delaware Blue Hens, 11 and under, for their tournament expenses.
And where are they?
They are, the letters to Mr. Wilson, They are comprised of 11-year-old boys from all over Sussex County.
Yeah, right. Sam, go ahead and give them some money.
Sam's got so much money. You know, are you ever going to spend that money?
Yeah, I just spent some more ago.
Not much.
Do we have a motion?
We have given $100 or $200 in that range. 1 to 3 is the range for sports teams.
I make a motion to give them $25 for each council and district.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant them $125, $25 each, council district.
Is that what you want? Okay.
I don't think it's enough.
Well, you want to give them 30?
You want to amend the motion, Mr. Deaver?
Yes, it should be more money. You said we get typically $300.
Between 1 and 3, depending on the sport.
Do you know anything about this organization at all? Do you know anything about it?
Yes, I know. It's for the kids. Yeah, I do.
How many kids are involved in it?
No, I don't have
do
a number.
Do you have any idea?
We didn't have a number of
poor kids
that
rich.
They've gone through the
11-year-old boys.
Our finance director has inspected and checked it all out very quickly.
I'll amend that to make it $50.
Yes, I'll send
per Councilmatic.
Second.
Grant.
What are children?
We have an amendment to grant $50 per district. Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. We'll vote on the amendment first. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Wilson?
No. Sorry
about that, Mike. I'll vote no.
Ooh.
Motion carried. Now we have a motion to grant $20 each council district.
Motion denied.
Motion denied, I'm sorry. We'll take the vote on the $25 per district.
20?
25.
25.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Unless you vote next. Mr. Wilson, okay. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
It's your district, I guess. I will.
All right, now let's be consistent. Hey, gentlemen, ladies, let's be consistent now here with the next request.
Zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. President. There's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, involving two parcels containing 1.10 acre more or less, tax map ID 2-32-12 parcel 107 and 106.02, part of, and it's District 1.
I'll introduce it.
And that is all, Mr.
Additional business, Mr. Guy. Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. There's a list on the internet under the county's website that shows that there's 200 of the highest people that owe property taxes, and it totals about $3 million. My question is, why aren't all taxpayers that are in the arrears not listed? Because there's a few of them out there. I've done some research, and the highest one I've found has been 25 years have not paid any taxes. I'd love to know why not. I know what part of the answer is, because you guys say, well, we're charging them a penalty, 18% a year, which actually is asinine, because in this economy, people definitely are going to be set back if they don't skip their taxes. And they say, well, I can't afford the taxes. Then add 18% more the next year, and you keep after a while, they can't afford it at all. So I say anything above 3 years should be listed, so you know who does owe and who doesn't owe their taxes. And it ought to be brought in. They ought to be notified and say, look, you guys need to come in here to start at least making at least little some payments on these things to not be in arrears and at least not, no 25 years worth, because the property is not even And by that time, the property's not worth the money if you did take it to a tax sale, because, or if you wanted to give it to your family, they're going to have to try to pay the bill. They're not going to, they're still going to say, hey, it's not worth it, because the value is not there. And when you go to a tax auction, I know what it says. You have the right to say, well, we're not going to accept the bid because it didn't bring what we think it we're owed with the penalties. Well, you ought to be selling it for whatever it brings. At least at that point, you get it back on the tax roll, and somebody's paying taxes on the property.
Anything else from council?
I agree with Mr.
Yep.
What's your name again?
Kramer.
I'm going to entertain a motion to go into recess until 1:30 for public hearings.
Take note of that, what Mr. Kramer said, Ms. Webb.
I can address some of the points.
I think we sure. do some of that.
No, we don't.
It is our policy not to. I don't know the situation or the home that Mr. Kramer is speaking of without speaking, but on a bird's eye view, to not sell homes that our people are living in, first of all. We do try to work with everyone with payments, partial payments. We work with the interest rate. Katrina Mears works very hard. It was the administration's policy to only put 2 years on the internet. Prior administrations had not wanted to put I don't know if it was because of the interface between the internet and our system was, it might be different with Munis, which is coming very shortly with Treasury. But if you recall, we did the 100 first, then we opened it up to 200, and that's where we're at now. And that can be addressed if we want the whole, 100% of the delinquency on there. But
well, it's not, that's part of it, but also I think we have our priority has always been the largest ones.
Yeah.
So maybe we ought to look at not only the largest, but the ones that have been the time frame. If you've got people that he's talking about maybe 25 years.
And for an
years
FYI, we had 8 share sales last month, none sold. It's not just that easy, you know.
I know.
There's a lot going on than just, delinquency for 25 years.
But
Mr. Phillips?
If we had, if it was our policy to let them go, without
let them go.
Trying to grab those arrears, I bet some would sell.
Let them go where? Oh, let the tax go?
Let the house go.
Let the house, but he's let the property be sold, whatever. So my bid's on it, it's sold.
The reason they're not selling is because they owe too much.
Well,
I don't know the specifics of the tax sale, and I think we have tried a lot of things,
don't just assume.
I got a call.
Mr. Lawson is working on that.
We've got two today, too, two or three today. I mean, so we're working on, but we're not doing a tax sale if someone lives in their home, first of all. So.
But I got a call from someone who, in a very poor neighborhood, but she inherited a house from her mother, but it had so much tax lien on it that, but I got the impression that someone that used to work in the tax office was very helpful. But that person's gone, and she's upset. Don't we work with folks? I mean,
we did.
So I want to make sure that, because I would like us to collect something.
We do.
We have
very reasonable payment plans.
Mr. President.
Okay, we will entertain a motion to go into recess until 1:30 public hearings. Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Mr. Moore?
I was just going to address the issue first. As Ms. Webb said, there's two auctions today. In the past several months, there's been several that have paid up to the point that I know of one that was roughly $30,000 that the county was able to get on a payment. Another one, very significant amounts. Our office has been even receiving some calls from realtors that they are seeing now that this council has been taking a very aggressive approach on collections. It is a slow process because we do what is called munition sales. They are tax sales, but there's a difference between a tax sale and munition sale. The county uses munition sales, which wipes out all other liens, so those who buy it are not subject to a mortgage. Mm-hmm. It is a more antiquated procedure, but it's one that does enable the properties to be sold and people willing to bid on those. So we are this council's been much more aggressive in including having Ms. Mears work on payment plans for people, but it is a long process.
Yes.
And there's a lot of them in the pipeline right now.
I believe our top 100 came off the list.
Right.
The
But there were valid points made by the speaker.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Can I have a comment?
Mr. Wilson.
How about if we talked about these houses we just fixed up a while ago and showed the pictures of them. How about if one of those houses comes up for a share sale?
We have a lien on those properties. We have a lien on those properties that get grant money.
We collect.
We don't give them the money,
We have a lien that if they were to sell or something in between where the grant money is like depreciated or we would get back in the sale.
We're going to do a lien and do nothing else, right?
Excuse me?
We're only putting the lien and that's it. Nothing else. We're not going to try to collect?
Well, it's grant.
It was a grant.
I'm not talking about the grant money. I'm talking about the house itself. We come to find out this house has not paid their taxes.
Oh, clean hands, they're not here.
Huh?
Okay, so you're saying, are we giving money to people that have back taxes?
Are we giving back taxes?
We can't do that. It's clean hands.
We'll have to. We're not sure, but that's a good point.
We
should be checking that. We'll find out.
Todd will check that for you.
We'll look into it. Not a bad.
Well, more likely they're poor. They probably haven't paid their taxes.
Could they have to be paid up? Could be.
Yeah. We will. That's a good question.
Yeah.
We can find that out, and we'll maybe it'll be a subject to put on our agenda sometime to discuss just in general.
Okay. Yes.
Tax policy and collection policies, that kind of stuff.
Because if it is a total, it's over $3 million. It's a substantial amount of money.
And that's just us, right? The schools is
roughly 17.
$17 million. Yeah. For the
schools. Schools are
we'll try one more time. Entertain a motion to go into recess to 1:30 public hearing.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Question on that motion?
No.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yeah. Mr. Wilson.
He's not voting. Yeah.